WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
What's up, everybody? Lurban Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into a practice that's been around for centuries, but feels incredibly relevant in our fast-paced, always on world stoic journaling. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, more self-help stuff, hear me out. This isn't some fluffy, feel-good exercise. It's a powerful tool for building resilience, clarity, and that unshakable inner confidence we all crave. Ever felt overwhelmed by life's little or big stressors? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, and the news cycle feels like a never-ending loop of negativity? Stoic journaling can be a secret weapon for cutting through the noise and finding your center. So, how does it work? Think of it as a daily check-in with yourself, using the wisdom of ancient philosophers to guide your reflections. It's not about venting or dwelling on negativity. It's about understanding your thoughts and emotions, identifying what's truly within your control, and making conscious choices that lead to a more fulfilling life. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Embrace the power of reflection. Take a few minutes each day to jot down your thoughts and feelings. Don't censor yourself, just let it all flow onto the page. This helps you become more aware of your patterns, triggers, and habitual thinking. You start recognizing those negative thought spirals before they take over. It's like having a mental debrief after every situation, allowing you to process experiences instead of letting them dictate your mood. 2. Control what you can. Remember, Stoicism is all about focusing on what's within your control, your thoughts, actions, and reactions. When things get tough, and they will, remind yourself that you can choose how you respond. Are you going to let a stressful situation derail your entire day? Or are you going to take a deep breath, analyze the situation rationally, and make a conscious decision about how to move forward? Journaling helps you identify those areas where you have influence and empowers you to take charge. 3. Practice gratitude. We often get caught up in what we lack, but practicing gratitude shifts your focus to the positive aspects of your life. Take a moment each day to write down things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. This simple act can dramatically improve your mood and outlook. 4. Seek wisdom. Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca offer timeless insights that can guide us through life's challenges. Don't just read their words, actively reflect on them in your journal. How can their wisdom be applied to your current situation? What lessons can you learn from their experiences? 5. Be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be days when you nail it and days when you struggle. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't let setbacks discourage you. Remember, the goal isn't perfection, it's continuous growth and self-awareness. Now imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, feeling that familiar frustration building up. Instead of letting anger take over, you pull out your phone and jot down a few thoughts in your stoic journal. You remind yourself that you can choose to stay calm, focus on your breath, or even use this time productively by listening to a podcast or audiobook. By shifting your perspective and acknowledging your emotions, you transform a stressful situation into an opportunity for growth. Stoic journaling isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, learning from them, and ultimately becoming more resilient and empowered. It's a powerful practice that can help you navigate the ups and downs of life with greater clarity, confidence, and peace of mind. So, my friends, are you ready to take control of your thoughts and emotions? Pick up a pen and paper, or even just use your phone notes app and give Stoic Journaling a try. I guarantee you won't regret it. Share your experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of Stoic warriors together. See you in the next episode, where we'll delve deeper into another powerful tool for living a more fulfilling life. Keep it real, keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.